AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Justice Department says it's releasing 3 million pages from its Jeffrey Epstein files, complying with a law intended to reveal what the government knew about the millionaire financier's sexual abuse of young girls and his interactions with rich and powerful people. The AP's Mike Sisak reports on what Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche had to say.
They were employing hundreds of U.S. attorneys, assistant U.S. attorneys, prosecutors, to go through these documents carefully to ensure that victim information was not made public. And he pushed back at criticism that the Justice Department was trying to protect President Donald Trump. He said no one is here to protect Trump.
The Justice Department has opened a civil rights investigation into the death of Alex Pretty.
After he was shot and killed by Border Patrol officers in Minneapolis, Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche.
We're looking at everything that would shed light on what happened that day and in the days and weeks leading up to what happened.
In a Fox interview Thursday, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem seemed to distance herself from statements she made shortly after the shooting, claiming Pretty had brandished a handgun and had aggressively approached officers. Multiple videos of the shooting contradict that claim, showing Pretty was only holding his mobile phone in his hand as officers tackled him to the ground, with one removing a handgun from the back of Pretty's pants as another officer began firing shots into his back. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Former CNN anchor Don Lemon and three other people have been arrested in connection with an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. An Illinois commission tasked with investigating an immigration crackdown that unfolded in the Chicago area last year says it will also examine top Trump administration officials. Emmy Award-winning actress Catherine O'Hara has died. She was 71. O'Hara played Kevin's mom in the Home Alone movies. This is AP News. Many U.S. allies are warming relations with China in response to President Trump's tariffs.
Leaders from Canada, the UK, Finland, and other countries have recently visited China, while more are planning to go in a major shift to the world order since President Donald Trump took office again. A round of applause after the UK and Chinese governments sign a raft of business announcements and government agreements in Beijing. This is one of many recent examples of some of America's closest allies exploring opportunities with China. The warming of relations with China comes following clashes with Trump over tariffs and his demands to take over Greenland from NATO ally Denmark. The countries are resetting relations with China, which is long seen as the top economic rival to the US, despite the risk of irking Trump. This week alone, the prime ministers of the UK and Finland went to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping. I'm Karen Chamas.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.